Here we go in 3, 2, 1.
Get on up. Boom, zoom, baby.
It's time!
Are you ready, Newcastle?
Can you dig it?
Jess was pooing in the corner.
Great. No, I just panicked myself and I was like, oh, God. And just, yeah. So just if went. You could get to that, it's some Febreze over there.
Fingers up the side and lick the fingers.
It's time for...
Nick?
Don't ruin science.
Sorry,
Jess.
We're pretty close in this room, so I'll just ask this question. What's your pubic hair situation at the moment?
And Ducko.
Obviously, I'm a bit of a weird dude.
Wake up.
Nick, Jess and Ducko.
Doodle down.
What time is it?
Showtime.
Boo. You better believe it. Run on 6 o'clock. Welcome to Wednesday.
Good morning, team.
Welcome, everybody. How are we today?
Stunning.
You've had a freshen up.
I have. Had a bit of a haircut yesterday.
Haircut.
Yep.
Face pube trim.
I did.
Yep.
Had a little shave as well. One of those razor shaves, ooh, which are always slightly nerve-wracking.
Oh, like the cutthroat razor?
Yeah.
Wow, that's old school.
Yeah.
Do you like that?
I love it, yeah.
Did Atlas do that for you, your love?
She did.
It's not love, I just want to be mates.
Do you feel weird, even though you trust her implicitly, obviously?
Yeah.
When she goes over the Adam's apple?
Yes.
Those things stick out.
Yeah.
And they almost look sharp on some blokes. Yeah. You two have not those really sharp ones that some blokes look like they do.
Yeah.
Oh. Anything going over that?
But it's got a little knob.
Yeah, it does. It does, like right there, a little button.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ugh, don't touch it.
And, yeah, it's really uncomfortable. But I've never, I've been going to Atlas for years, yep, never had even the slightest little nick.
Do you not breathe or, swallow or, yeah, talk?
Yeah, you can't swallow.
You can't swallow.
Because if you look...
It'll undulate. Yes!
Yeah, it moves massively.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. Do they still ask you questions, though, when they're doing it? You're like, I can't answer right now.
They do. Yeah, and I'm just like, yeah... I had a really great time doing it.
Yeah. I've seen Sweeney Todd. I know what happens to this.
Oh, yeah.
And that Russian mafia one as well.
Mm-hmm.
Opening scene, I think Viggo Mortensen.
Ah, sure. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Anyway, it looks really good.
Thank you so much, team.
You look delicious.
Nice and fresh.
How are you feeling today? Are you fresh or are you a bit dusty?
A little bit dusty, yeah, I'll be honest with you.
Oh, the food fight.
Yeah, the Hunter Valley food fight, which has been... Yeah, postponed, I think, for 2 years because of the vid.
Right.
So to see 350 people back at the Crown Plaza,
eating
some
excited,
fancy food and drinking some very nice wine, I did get a bit excited for a Tuesday. So when I woke up this morning, I was like, it's only Wednesday.
I know. If you get midweek sauce, if it's a Wednesday or Thursday, you're liking it, but when it's a Tuesday...
Legit.
Got the whole week.
We rolled back in and a girlfriend was on my front doorstep dropping something off and she's in my book club, which we're meeting on Thursday, and I freaked out that it was Thursday. Like, I full went into a... I haven't prepared anything. I haven't done the charcuterie board, Gilly. And the book club's arriving. She's like, calm down. I was just going to drop this off. Could you just store it for Thursday? I'm like, I'm really out of sorts. Please leave. I need to go to bed.
Don't look at me like this.
It was literally 6 p.m.
Yeah, while you were away yesterday, I was with your dog, actually, with producer Alex.
I got a lovely video, Ducko.
Why were you just breaking into their house?
I was like, well, if they're not home, I'll take the dog. Now, Pam and Gianni caught up again.
Yes, appreciate that. Producer Snooze, she's got a keen out of the house. If we ever need a little
just
bit
dangerous.
Of, hey, can you go cuddle the pooch?
Yeah.
Love that you had a little play date.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
They caught up, had some good times, you know what I mean?
Wonderful, nice afternoon for us.
No, it was a crap day all day yesterday. It was cold, it was a bit wet.
Okay.
It was grey, it was really cold. Also, did you say that apparently it's going to be really wet all this month or next month?
Mate, do you know... So, speaking of things that have been cancelled for 2 years, we got a gig on Monday, which has been cancelled 2 years running. And it's predicted to have 40 millimetres of rain and almost hurricane-like winds.
Oh, no.
And it's outside. Oh,
outdoor,
no. Gear.
Bring your ponchos. Oh. Bring your gumboots.
How sturdy is the Quokka's marquee? Have you got enough sandbags to weigh that baby down?
Yeah.
Quokka's don't have a marquee,
you got to do the gigs to earn the cash to pay for the marquee.
We can't do if it's raining, you can't do the gigs.
We can't do the gigs to get the marquee.
Speaking of, Maddie McLaren, one of your Quokkas, was doing some tunage at the event yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Sensational. Mm. So good. What a talent.
Oh, he's an absolute freak.
Yeah, he was great. Doing a bit of Bruno Mars gear.
He's versatile. Lovely. He'll do anything.
He's versatile.
Big show today. Versatile show. We're giving away money in Alpha Bucks, $10,000, 7-8 a.m. We're giving away $500 of bedshed cash to a call again for getting involved. Plus, tickets to the Knights vs. Titans this Friday.
Have we got Knights vs. Titans tickets?
And I tell you what, that's a game we can actually win.
Really? Yes. Even without KP?
Well, yeah, I think so, because the Titans are also sucking. So.
Okay.
We didn't last time, but we can this time.
We can
do it.
The motivation is there.
It's going to be a good game. It's going to be an evenly matched game,
yeah,
I think.
And so, it's Beanies for Brain Cancer round, and Mark Hughes, obviously, Nova Castrian, so I think everyone lifts to do it for Marky Mark.
Damn straight.
Particularly the Knights.
It's all happening throughout the show, so make sure you stay tuned. Keep it locked right here. You know?
Absolutely.